Did you know that stroke can happen to anyone at any time and anywhere? Well, current statistics estimate that 1 in 4 adults will have a stroke at some point in their life. However, what's not always discussed is that a stroke could affect your vision. To help raise awareness around this, charity RNIB have just released a special podcast series which shares advice around eye care following a stroke. And to tell us more about the podcast, it's RNIB's National Training and Development Officer with the Older People and Complex Needs team, Lindsay Sansom. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Polina.
So we're talking today about the Vision and Stroke podcast. Why was it important for RNIB to create this resource?
Yes, we wanted to create the RNIB podcast series in relation to vision and stroke to try and increase awareness around about how stroke could possibly impact on someone's vision, and also to be aware of some of the signs to look out for if you're caring for someone who's maybe had a stroke as well.
Do you think a lot of people might not realise that a stroke could have a lasting effect like sight loss?
Yes, I think because there's many other signs or symptoms related to stroke that are more well known, I think sometimes the vision changes maybe aren't so well known. So hopefully with a podcast series like this can try and help raise awareness that your vision could be impacted by your stroke, and there is support out there or people and other professionals that could help and support you if there has been any visual changes.
And this is a collaborative effort because there's quite a few teams that have worked on this series.
Yes, there is. So I was supported also by my colleague Stevie from the ECHO team and Louise from the iHealth team, and also Joe, who's an ECHO within RNIB, and the guest speaker Sandra, who kindly shares her story about how stroke affected her vision and how she has adapted day-to-day life due to the visual impact of a stroke.
So aside from that more personal story, what other resources or what other information can we find in these podcasts, and how many are there?
Yes, so far there are 5 within the podcast series, and the first one is about what impact can stroke have on your vision, and is really a sort of introduction to that, to find out more about how stroke can impact on someone's vision. And the second one is about signs of visual difficulties after stroke. So if you're a health or social care professional who's maybe involved with caring for someone who's had a stroke, then these are potential signs that you could maybe look out for and help identify any visual related difficulties. And the third one is about professionals involved in vision and stroke support. So as you can imagine, there's many different professionals involved once someone has a stroke, but we also discuss about the eye care professionals involved and describe the sort of roles of each eye care professionals as well, because it can be quite confusing. The fourth one is about involvement of the eye clinic liaison officer, an ECHLO, and how they could be involved in stroke and vision support. And Joe is a guest speaker there who kindly shares a bit more about her role as an ECHLO. And then the last one, as we mentioned there, it's Sandra sharing her personal story in the last podcast.
And are these episodes quite long?
No, we like to have them sort of short and sweet and easy to listen to. So they range from about sort of 5 minutes to longer.
And where can we listen to these podcasts? Where can we find them?
Yes, so you can go into the RNIB webpage, www.rnib.org.uk, and in the top right-hand search box, you can type in Vision and Stroke Podcasts, and that would take you to the link where there's the other podcast series developed from our teams. And if you scroll down to near the bottom of that page, that's where the Vision and Stroke Podcast series will be.
And there's also a website we can go to for more information around stroke and vision loss as well on RNIB.
There is, yes, rnib.org.uk/stroke. And on that page, you'll find more information about stroke-related eye conditions.
And if you're looking for the podcast on any of the podcast apps, just look for RNIB support, and the latest podcasts will be the Vision and Stroke podcast series. So you can find them there as well, especially if you're using Audioboom. That's a really great resource. But in the meantime, Lindsay Sansom from RNIB's Older People and Complex Needs team, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.